Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. John chapter 12, 20 to 21. It's a foundation scripture. 2 years ago, I read on earth our first service, and to it on it, first service. Was broadcast on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. Number one service. I followed my mother, Chrissy Dotete. She was one of the special guests of honor at the Apostle Leon Kofi's annual convention. The guest minister was Reverend Eastwood Anaba. I was sitting next to my mother, Chrissy Dotete, in the service. Service was moving on. The man of God was ministering powerfully. But for just a short moment, the Holy Spirit started speaking to me. And then suddenly, I began to hear the voice of the man of God very far away. Like, Ubia Wada, you know, Ubikasa Wechini, baby. But I began to hear God audibly, rather. And the Lord said to me, I want you to go back to Tesano from Alabaster City. Go back to Tesano. This was almost about 3.5 years of living Tesano. I was getting settling with Sapeman after the pain. I said, go back to Tesano. I want you to start a service and call it Word Worship Wonders. It should be on Sundays. It should be transmitted live. I had description of how the service should be. It should be transmitted live. It shouldn't be just one of those services. Because the audience will not be the people you are talking to. We still have pictures and videos 2 years ago. We started, we were just speaking to two lines of people because I had just come back to Tesano. But the passion to preach the content given was unspeakable. Word Worship Wonders. So we captioned it in the sense of branding W3 because the W's were three. 2 years down the line, maybe I should look for a message somebody sent me, possibly says it all, after also encountering that these people are not Ghanaians. So most of the time when I'm reading in Cree and speaking in Cree, I wonder how they even enjoyed this part of this whole thing. But honestly, they are glued to it. I don't understand. They can listen to the message all right. Praise the Lord. Now, it is extremely interesting. So I'll read just a little caption of, you know, a message this person sent me. Today is Tuesday, so definitely yesterday was Monday. It's still loading because of the internet. You know, she had an accident. She bought a new car, and 1 month immediately after the car, she had an accident beyond the car was written off. Yet she didn't have any scratch, not a single drop of blood spotted the ground. So she said to me, without the W3 messages which I have been watching on, she said, after the accident, I lost my memory chip, which had all your messages on. That is why I'm sending you this message. So now I have been only restricted to the ones that I see on YouTube. Then I had to direct her to go get it all at a podcast. She said, without the messages, I would have gone wayward and given birth 2 or 3 because the people that pursued me almost 2 years ago, without these messages, I would be a victim to these, you know, predators long ago. So I'm looking at this particular, you know, it's humbling. And to God alone be the glory. What I'm talking about, I'm not projecting, you know, the voice. I'm projecting the message. The messenger is not too important. It is the message, which is Christ. That's what we are projecting. And so she's telling me, she's told everybody at church, everybody at work, go download the messages. So anytime we put a video, she tags people. Some of these things, trailers, are also some intrigue. The people are crazy about it. I don't know why. Minti minti, I say. Di nyame yano kure misuru. Niyame ni bibi brihod mwa misuru. Message came up. And it's just amazing. We give God the glory for what he has done in 2 years. As a lady in the service, usunye juma, oni obi, and a waho. That's how they will put it. I don't know. There's nothing like that for a Christian. There is nothing like that for a Christian. It does not exist in the scriptures. If it's either the person wants to marry you and settle down with you and have life, or forget it. They are just time wasters. The reason is because they are not reluctant to tell me as it is. Your offering don't matter too much as the message. Unfortunately, Magdalene, many of our churches have placed the gain over the word of God. That is why, they know all this type of, because it's scriptural. It is the word of God. It's in God's word. They know, but they won't preach it. If they preach the truth, their church will collapse. Listen to the English I used, the grammatical phrase, their church. Their church. Their church. But if it is the church of Jesus Christ, sir, go to sleep. It's not yours. You'd fall dead today. It will continue. We are Jumani. We are Penny. You can clearly. We are Penny. We are deeper. Kofiana Nedahui. We can't quite accept your moment. You will also lie down that way. Men found pie bokuro. Yeah, bebo. Wojina hey, a better dawa brabo so. It's taken by the day. Christophonum penocre, no crazia mekai, no mumpe. 1 minute one more chinabuo. Even if we preach the gospel and tell people that if you become a Christian, you shouldn't have problems, it's a lie. It's a lie. There are extreme challenges that comes to the Christian. And oftentimes, we wait until somebody dies, because all this while, the church people have been made to believe that they will not die. And suddenly, when they die, now we begin to preach like, God knows best. God knows which best. Which best? And Baha! People, this morning I was driving to the station to preach, and then I just tuned into, and I went on my alarm clock, just on other stations listening to at that time what they are preaching, and then somebody was just trying to say something. Switzerland. He is not broke. His salary as UN Secretary General matched most of the presidents of the Western world. And he retires on his salary. In other words, he will be paid until he died, not the full salary as Secretary General. And when you broke, many African who has been exposed to the world like him. There is no African. They call him Africa's number one diplomat. He has met all presidents. He has met all prime ministers. All monarchs. He has met them. Don't worry. Before the Bruni and he had been saying to me, Dika catch us over the Bruni. I didn't say, I'm going to go Pomoho. Come out, go Pomoho. Grow for one panier and grow for Numunuru, grow for Sra Semina, who beat in Kusha free Jimumani cake. What Tiabon and him? Ungrungru two, Muntuman and Gazanjero. Holy Ghost is in you. Woman in Gazangiro. We see as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Why don't you allow the Spirit of God to lead you? Say, near maybe you on when Fata Christuni. A dear Naya Hunkan Yenin Fatae. Tianyakano. Clangas and all that. And why? Because we are all trying to impress. Impress. You are a black woman. You are beautiful with your complexion. Solomon ma wo wari woman na 700 no emu 650 a black woman. The first woman Solomon brought into Jerusalem was a black woman, the daughter of Pharaoh. Ladies and gentlemen, why don't you like your own beauty? Why don't you like your own beauty? We're trying to be like Brunei. Yeah, if I wear a dress like this to meet the president, the protocol people may tell me it's formal. Is this not formal? In their mind, formal must be in suit and tie. In this hot sun, formal in this hot sun. So Brunei na teha, ahaneye Brunei kuruma, kesi utuon shibi da. There is a reason for that attire. Yang kwa for nankasano, yagini ye mindset, up till now, we have not yet been decolonized. Agini no, anything was say, repent ye and believe. Sachirawajune. And yang kwa jiyang kwa na nuwa kan wasem. For example, people can decorate their room with guardian keys of sunlight and all that. And jensia be milo, milk, corned beef, and all that. Yeah, they are decorating will room divide them. Or say such a wajene. Such a wajene. Ajunenye. We no many decoration. Will be ni as I say. Wuhai nanche men ho. Na wato entoma vilisko. Who were almost about 30, 40, 50 guadakem tonghe. Na yen re da ya betine. Utu obi fieche men ho. Muko huitim so. Huitim! And ye yisu KBIP. Adiyam chiwo KBIP one se. I don't even like the sound and the whims and all the things. I don't even any, you know, in crack a sien and tefren a dear woman. And umbia ha messes stench and what would be piabontana. And no hammy chain in that because I'm so particular to scent. Yeah. Praise the Lord. I'm talking to everybody. Change your mind. Change your mind. Say amen. Yeah. If you know near me naibi. I didn't count one rival that. Or fly plane on fly business class, first class. Uja UN Secretary General, and I would need my tour. We read me nano. First class. First class. But in his 20s, when he started with the United Nations, he started just like one of the Iran boys and rose through the ranks. But whether you rose through the ranks or not, whether you make money or not, whether you are the elite or the illiterate, it does not really matter. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. It does not really matter. It does not really matter. You can do it all, but if you end your life without Christ Jesus, catch it up, because that day it exists and is coming. It is appointed unto every man once to die. Except few people who died and, you know, came back to live and they would die again. So at least they haven't two deaths. Like Lazarus. Like the lady that Jesus rose up. Jesus rose three people from the dead. Lazarus is one. The little girl, Talita Kumi. Damsel, wake up. All those people, then they died again. So, you know. But it's appointed unto man, every man. And this preacher was saying on the radio, you know, you see, they should not love the world and all that kind of thing. But that he does not even know that he is, you know, contradicting certain, you know, precepts of the scriptures. The Bible is not one word. The Bible is an all-round. It deals with a lot of things. But all things, when we put it in the face of man, it needs to be categorized and prioritized. And near me now, your categorization. Categorization. Who are looking for goods to come and sell? They will tell you the grades. Grade 1, grade 2. Do you know Nike? There is the original Nike and there is the fake. It is not really like fake. It is the, you know, low grade. So all the ones you see coming here, especially when you go to Kantamantu, the Chinese guys are selling Puma and Fila and Nike and Adidas. It is all low grade. But the real thing is there. I bought a diesel canvas from London, and from the time I returned from London in 2010 till now, I still have that diesel canvas. I bring it to Jerusalem on Bible. I take it to Jesus Rally Crusades. I bought one, a similar type. It is not diesel, a similar type, so new style or something, something. I mean, it's complete China, you know. I bought a similar one. When I got it from the shop into the polythene bag, the lace buckles were already removing. It has not yet gotten to my foot yet. So categorization and prioritization. There are a lot of things in life. Yeah. Let me start with career. There are a lot of things. Urbanization, globalization. When it comes to all that, you come up to, you know, engineering, civil engineering, mechanical engineering, structural engineering. We go deal with even technological engineering. Go to things like human resource. Apart from that, we can move into things like finance and banking and all that, accounting and all stuff like that. People are going into humanitarian work. People are going to legal work. Some of them are judges, barristers, lawyers, and all the solicitors. These are not mixed up. They're all categories. And it goes on and on and on. People sitting here, some are accountants, chartered accountants, and all that. People, managers, administrators, and all that. The list goes on. Can go on and on. Same thing. The things of this life must be categorized. Categorized. And to say the misidai, if you share a blog on Amisimum Pinti, mixing up priorities. Yes, you know, we in your men or catch us everywhere, Mahini, you know, and them netin in the. Then I will add a good job, a good husband, a good wife, children, good money, you know, investment. I will give you wisdom because I give people wisdom to get wealth. I will give you ideas that everybody is not receiving. Instincts will come to you that nobody is receiving. If it is politics, I will give you political ideas to sell your manifesto to the hearts of the people. They will easily vote for you. The people are saying that we don't want the kingdom, neither its righteousness. Wasuma! And the preachers are very interested to pray for these people because they have some dollars to give to them. If you go to the tender board where they tender for government contracts, you will go and see preachers. It's good for you to get into business. But my point is, I have a big issue when these preachers are also cutting corners to get contracts. So when I begin to preach things like this, they will antagonize it. On radio, in the pulpits, on anywhere they get the opportunity, on the internet, and talk madness. But it does not stop us from preaching the truth, because truth is timeless, is axiomatic, is parallel. Truth is irrevocable, irrefutable, indisputable. You can't dispute the truth. Truth is truth, whether you believe it or not. It is appointed. After doing it all, after meeting, he has become like Solomon. After seeing it all, now he lays down. So I, in terms of priority, I do not have to prioritize the fact that I live in a mansion, I have two swimming pools, I have two Range Rovers, I have a Bentley, I have a Rolls Royce, I have one Ferrari, and I'm a rich man. I'm not poor. I'm offering a meeting. You know, when people begin to talk like, when people begin to talk nonsense like that, you know that pride, it comes before a fall, and that kind of fall is not an easy fall. You will fall and will be. I have seen a lot of people rise and falling. Apiaminka rise you. Apiaminka, he was one of the greatest businessmen that this country produced. In a revolution, we took ruimu. The Bible said that the world can make itself wings and fly away. When we come to very important concepts, and everybody is sitting here, I'm talking to young men who have started life, I'm talking to young women who have started life, and you know, everybody have the quest to succeed. That quest, you didn't put it there, you didn't create it. God gave you that desire. Just like a man will desire a woman when the time comes for marriage, God put it there. Just like hunger and cravings. Sometimes you are not hungry, but you feel peckish. Cravings, God put it there. It is not for a bad cause. The Bible said God has created man perfect, but they have sought many inventions, like tramadol, like we. Because in God's infinite wisdom, no sa herb no yenshe namu hinimu wisim nebiye filtrima kwa kofa utrimuntene na teno etina uhunu ni pesu wejina wa unu nse mbodeba yenshe katleka aswafo nu egu America wama shen womunti yenshe I mean cannabis of no woman. The smoking of cannabis and weeds. Listen, in God's infinite wisdom, it was not meant to be smoked for medicinal purposes. Medicinal purposes. Muni abano na monfa na hahain ensaya dear for because herbs have healing power. Like dandelion, like moringa, it has healing power. Like cinnamon, like calamus, it heals. Like olive tree, it heals all kinds of diseases physically. Therefore, if somebody just says that, you know, because I have seen the world, I don't need God. But John chapter 5, 22, your judge is Christ. Whether you believe in him or not, that's not the point. I don't believe in Jesus. You can stick it to yourself, but the point is come. The day is come. He is going to judge you. The Father will judge no man. He has entrusted all judgment to the Son. The Son will do the judgment. He will judge the Christians, the Muslims, the Hare Krishnas, the Hindus. He will go forward and judge the atheists, the Buddhists. And I started by telling you a story because W3 is 2 years. And I said, you know, there's a lady here, a new Bino, you know, she listened to W3 1, 2, 3. Catch any pan semi wejai. Miss Winipano, Uja, Kofi Drunia, sorry, we bruta. Uja mi bruta. Sounds often a mem penat dinkurat. And then, when they preach, yami gay, jami. We are Christ. You need Jesus. Yeah. Me get. What the get if it? Huh? I cannot crash them on. It's maybe on my Christian in the HD. I'm telling you. Everybody in this place, listen to me very carefully. And yeah, I may preach this here. I'm going to call Bobby God because people play the messages in their cars and all that. Woman they call like washing bay near the Ankrofu tells me the moon titty is Ankrofu and Pepe may be in a mobacumi and Ubinadi titty is Akuawi. Now, what the entering quenchity? Hey, Yamia was born, I feel you wouldn't name me a yamau. And so the guy was preaching this morning and was saying things like, as woman no, as woman no, as well, then we're tea and the best school fees. 1 10 year can I say? Yakaka Baromantiasia, she said, Ahini, no, any tinene no cane, Ahini, and then is who no Christo. Or a tin in a send you be to two anamon. To two anamon! Kanya Fitzo, the way you will leave you with your brother, the way you live with your sister, the way you behave yourself with your neighbor is so important to God that Jesus will have to make that statement: love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. It's so important to God. And so when you look at the laws, the Ten Commandments, the first five is a relationship between you and God. The second five is a relationship between you and your neighbor. So the first five, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of bondage, out of Egypt. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make a graven image of anything that is in the heaven or the earth under the earth. Thou shalt not bow yourself down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers unto the sons to the third and fourth generation of them that love and hate me respectively. These are, thou shalt not use the name of the Lord in vain, for God will not hold guiltless anybody who uses his name in this. Is your relationship with God the fourth commandment? You know, he said remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, for the 6 days God created the world. You have 6 days to work. Oh, God created on the seventh day he rested and made the Sabbath day, blessed it and made it holy. Thou shalt do no servile work. He is leading you to faith and conviction in God. Then the fifth commandment, honor your father and mother, that your days might be prolonged upon the earth. Then the sixth, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery. These are laws between you and your neighbor. You don't kill, you don't steal, you don't commit adultery. Thou shalt not bear false witness. It's between you and your neighbor. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife or your neighbor's husband, your neighbor's donkey, your neighbor's ass. Thou shalt not covet. It is between you and your neighbor. So, and seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteous or his righteousness. The revelation that will then be how to behave yourself and how to order your steps. That I sit in an examination room and as a Christian, I don't have to cheat. Tear! In the movie, I'll examine and to catch and say, tell him, I'm here. Yeah, my idea, topic, Benny and Fanfaho. No. I'm a child of God. If God cannot give me the grace and the wisdom and also the discipline to pass an examination, then I am in a wrong place. Tear. So cheating is not right. So the righteous, seeking the righteousness, then all other things will be added unto you. It simply means after you have seen this, when the righteousness of God, that is why Apostle Paul wrote by the inspiration of the Spirit of God, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The reason is because you are a picture, a portrait of the Christ. The fullness of God abides in you. Will be a fullness of God abiding in you. No, there are seven things in Christ in the Monty. So then I am trying to tell the people, if you are saying that the people should not say that they are just going to heaven and therefore they should put their hand in their demirifa, who told you that we are talking about demirifa? Because God is wisdom. The Christ, he is wisdom. I want to ask you a question. How come that Abraham became very, very rich? He walked with God. And Enoch, many people don't know that Enoch was a very great man, even vast than Abraham in terms of wealth. Study history very, you'll be amazed. Enoch. And God can bless somebody like David, Solomon, and give them great wealth. How is it that the modern day Christian is suffering? Suffering with basic things like school fees. So that is why he's saying repent. It's a mindset. Change your mind. Tini ya kanya mi asemu. Tini ube tina kwezi. Ukita ubabru. Ebenada. Namu kire kire numuni adie. God will make you lie down. Once you are lying, that he will drop an idea in your spirit. And I tell people, don't sleep without a notepad and a pen next to your bed. Don't miss the revelation. A certain revelation, it comes just in a flash. You miss it, you've missed it. And possibly it might be a lifetime revelation. So, let me come back to category and priority. This is what life requires. Listen to it carefully. Don't miss it. If then I will want to put my life, this life that God has given me, as short as it is, into category, then I am going to say that I am a mortal man living on earth. And I said, you know, no man is indispensable. No man is indispensable. The indispensability of life is so, so true. Every man is born of a woman and lives in a particular time and dies in a particular time. Indispensability, no? Nasichirena. Lives in a particular time, dies in a particular time. I went to a memorial service. I looked at the brochure, and the brochure said, as soon as he mentioned the name, and then he said, born 1990 something, and died 2018. It struck me that you have a beginning and an end. These are things that must come to you. See, that's why Solomon said in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse number 1 and 2, he said, it is better to go into the house of mourning than to go into the house of feasting. Because in the house of mourning, everybody is sober reflecting and going deep within themselves, scanning through themselves. The things that they do, they weigh, they scan their actions. They scan their actions and see whether they are right and just in the sight of Almighty God. And then we close and we are on our way. So if I put myself into that category, the next thing must be, do I have eternal life? Because this life is not eternal. If this life was eternal, Kofi Annan will not be lying in the conference center. If the world has the power, they will have raised Mr. Annan. If the world has the power, they will raise him up. Was it a nini pansam? Sadia watutu nakwai. A nini pansam. Jeremiah, Okanoho, chapter 10. A nini pansam. To a you know, Senya, we are the Tiame. Tiame! Fisa Honamui, Honamui, at his Akumano, a yen someone in D4. We know about fear. Now we are too sweet to the child. Now fear Bofrane befa with sweetness in a be Jimmy. He said, Jimmy Sambata ne koma. I didn't say that. Scriptural. And tia so abaman. And so every father, every mother, every parent must be like God in nature. Just like the hand. Minsayam nahusu kala. Is not the same as minsechi. Every parent must be firm and loving at the same time. Firm and loving. At the same time, they are not going to be no, because it drew baby and no nipper sooner is coming out, and then yame tiame tiame one tiame me ira ubi frame me anope. Some of the, you know, I'm not too good in picking up telephone calls on the, you know, the line that everybody knows, you know, after preaching people are, I don't know how to do that. But after my waiting this afternoon, I put on the phones and then somebody called. Then I spoke to this person. When I picked up, I was yeah, we had a medawasi wafa. And then he said, "Me pacho bompaye mame ma yira wai. Wenyamin fa me bon nincha me ma yira wai." Oh! Vishinwa audience, no? O ma yira. And they are that type of audience now we card at Channel R, where they are like, you know, feed me, that kind of, pray for me, I'm a country, me hear deliverance, but me deliverance, that kind of, but I know that is the very reason why God sent me there, because I battled with the Lord for that decision. It was not a place I wanted to go, but the Lord said, if you sit on the bench, too many will perish. Because there's a very strong, wide, vast following. I have a very massive audience who listen and follow. So it will only be prophetic for God to send his people there to redirect traffic. Yeah, to redirect traffic. And I'm going to tell, you know, it is not enough for us to sit on the bench and say, as much as free bonsam, we free bonsam, all that kind of talk. It's not enough for us to just sit on the bench and do that. Then we ought to also get to work, roll our sleeves and get to work. These guys are not lazy people. They are working. They are not lazy. So we need to also wake up in terms of, you know, going to the limits to snatch the soul for restoration and restitution. As I bring my message, we're close. So I am at category end prioritization. So if I'm living on earth, if that is the case, then I need to prioritize. Then number one, the Bible said the beginning of a thing does not matter, it is the end thereof. Then the end becomes the priority. My final destination becomes the priority. Number one priority. Number two, this life. I am the salt of the earth, not of heaven. Do you know? I am the salt of the earth, not heaven. I am the light of the world, not paradise. There is too much light in paradise that if you appear with your light, nobody will notice it. So the world that is full of darkness, this is where I need to come. Why should we allow unbelievers to be controlling wealth? Why should we allow unbelievers to be in the oil and gas sector and the finance sector? I'm telling you, if these consolidated banks here, let's say that all Christians in Ghana had a bank, we would have just easily bailed them out. One of the things, if I put the church, the body of Christ, into a SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, one of the weaknesses we have as a church is that we don't use our numbers. Let all the church. Why is it that you are thinking that the politicians are consulting with church leaders concerning taxation? Because if the church become one voice and say we won't give you a cent, nobody can dispute it. This is not the first time this is coming. In President Rawlings' days, it came up. The Catholic Church only stopped it. Only the Catholic Church. He said, if you dare talk about tax to church, we will close our schools, we will close our hospitals, we will close everything that is Catholic. Just imagine it. The salt of the earth, the light of the world. In other words, so somebody says, so what should I do? Balance. Balance! Earthly good, heavenly significant. I say that again. Earthly good, heavenly significant. You are good on earth. I mean, you are too good. You are on top of your game. You are a master of your space and field or sphere. I'm telling you. But you know there is an Islamic bank. So it tells you that the Christians have a weakness. You have not thought about that yet. There is not a single, you know, voice, a television station that is Christian, that is not tied to any denomination, that is the voice of the church. We don't have that yet in this country. I'm the salt of the earth. Let's read that. You know, Matthew chapter 6. Etienne Sambitinsia. Matthew chapter 6. Yes, sir.
But you say, Monsha ye na ma anya mochenin ni penim. So be humo. Anya sa munia ketchia o mweja o washon in chain. Into ore ya adoya, and shan to ben to niwenim, said in yachon fony ye, nishia demo. Na abron also, said the obenye ni penim any munyam. Na cremisimo say, when you wanna catch ya da. Na what ye, ware ya doya, mau benkum unhunodia unifare. Na wadoya aka kukwem, na weja o hunukwem no betrioka. Na samore bompaya. Mon yes in your chum forno. Now pursue within a share demo, not in Montan. She has so
okay. So, Matthew chapter 5, let's go back just a little bit.
Okay,
Matthew 5, and let's read from verse 13.
Money as a son chine.
You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its taste,
at the end of the best,
where shall it be salted?
And your mash be
it is good, it is henceforth good for nothing.
Just so she go.
But to be cast out
and
trodden under the feet of men.
Ye
are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
Neither
do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that. To me be a factory, it must give light to all that are in the house or that are in the world. If I start, Mrs. Darko introduced us to a Muslim lady. She's a caterer. She is a caterer for our school. Very lovely woman, sweethearted. Honestly, well, you're too nice a person to be, you know, in another terrain. Too nice. But it sounds here any we are saying to you, so can you a shrema will be a kanzembano upeti. So you understand, so balance is a very important revelation here. So I'm sitting here, the time on so here. Once I see you, I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. So by the wisdom of God and by the blessings of Almighty God, you become viable, fruitful, flourishing, blessed. The engage in Pisca. It just sounds like prioritize your quest. Asa. So we can drive the Bentleys, the Rolls Royces, the Range Rovers, have the swimming pools, fly first class, do all the things. But whilst all these are going on, the truth of the matter is that the clock is also ticking. And not the more my reading through. Whilst you're having a nice time and you are having your 40th birthday party and all that, whilst we are boogieing, the clock is still ticking. It's the truth that people don't want to hear. Kofi Annan's sister, the only surviving sister, I watched a documentary, you know, and the only surviving sister was saying, I spoke to him few days and he said he was going to come. No, I spoke to him yesterday and he said he was going to come home that weekend. So we should expect him. And the man just went to sleep. Went to sleep and didn't wake up. Just like that. It tells you that the clock stops. You know, check. You have to. No, check. Check. Rasi was a sissy, I would see Sumoniano. And no one would be swammer. If it's a nipple guano, and one would try. The enemy, I was a would be tea. Tea in hallelujah. Tina would giatin a tinny. Ah, giatin a tinny. Would nipa one part in a tinny barber's way, Jimmy for. Because you know I love the truth to be told me than me finding it out that it should have been told me. Say amen. Hallelujah. As I bring my message to a close, I want to this morning at the radio there was a particular scripture. Let me look for it and let's you know read it and then we can get to what we are dealing with. Say amen. Hallelujah. Let's read it. It's Proverbs chapter 8, verse number 32. You know. Proverbs 8:32. If I can English, yeah, can she? Yeah. Can she first?
Na fei ma muntie me. Na inshirani wana wodi ma kwa inso.
Inshirani wobia wodi wanyame kwa inso. Read.
Muntie atentine nena muhulu nyansa.
Read it again.
Na fei ma muntie me. Na inshirani wana wodi ma kwa inso. Muntie atentine nena muhulu nyansa.
Tie atentine ne. Uti atentine nea. Uhunu nyansa.
Na muntie tia.
Entie tia.
Inshirani wanipa utie me. Now when na puna no dada.
Tie.
No she na mabobu wano apunga so. Na di ohume meno hunu mkwa. Na onye rade ho eniso.
Okay.
Na di ofu meno dine kra abro. Wana otane me nyina do uwu.
You need to me pensam say ti. Can we chile? What can we chile me? Kwen biya sume yi. Don't tell me say ube yi. What do you? Kano kre chile me. No kre no pe mama ye de she ye. Somebody read, you're going to read English. Verse
30, 31, grab I'm here. Insha no nipa o tie me na o we ma pon ano daada na o hwe mabobo ano apon aso na de ohu me no hunu nkwa na onye urade ho ani so na de ofom no di ne kra bro wona wotane me nyina do owu.
This is, you know, a thesis on wisdom, but God is wisdom. Ntin wo kasa no wo kasa se me. Let's read the English same verses. Tie urade asem, listen. Blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise. Dear, you have a short time to live. You have not less than 100 years to live, but I call it very, very short. You have not less. In other words, I'm saying that you will be 100 years, but that is very, very, very short. Hey. Omwedi 50 years ekono, they tell you that they don't believe that 50 years is gone. I'm telling you. When my father was 90 years, I asked him, so how do you feel? How does it feel to be 90? He said, Kofi, I can't believe 90 years has passed. It just feels like I was still a child. Daily. Unibabura pibito, uwa bakuwa kampe bako kao. Asamna mekachiro. Unibia pibito. If you have one by two, another version. Nyabreme uradiasem. Nyabrema unkronkron. Wait on the Lord. The Spirit of God is speaking and directing, revealing ideas to you. See, that's why I tell people when they ask me, where do you get all these caption names for your ministry programs and all that? Shenkom Paint 2000 and whatever. Because Paint is an acronym that comes, prophets are in town. Where do you get like prophetology, prophetic inquisition, all these kind of things? Even the W3. I said, God has not run out of ideas. Wait on the Lord. Munya brema babro. Ene nyabre manchre chre. Atene tene. Nyabre. The phone is stolen our hearts. And that is one of the things that the devil wants. If they can stay on the phone for 12 hours, then I can easily interrupt them and shift their focus from God. Wait! God has something to say also. You go into bed, Papa, speak to me tonight. If this decision is yours, reveal it to me by a confirmation in a dream. This should be your Christian life. If you listen to teaching like this, you will never call any prophet on the phone and say, me will problem. Never. Reason, you are growing in the Lord. You are growing in the Lord. And your capacity will handle the situation by the grace of God and the Spirit of God. Stand, let's pray. God bless.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.